It's been really tough, you know, being that we came out and gave it all we had in that game. It's just been able to come out this off season and get ready to go.
What do you think your second year here in Denver has in store for you?
I think it has a lot in store for me. I mean, being able to be here the whole off season with the team and getting more introduced to the offense, I think it'll be very helpful for me.
Are you able to look back on that playoff performance despite the loss and how heartbreaking it was? I mean, it really was an amazing game, and it was kind of a breakout game for you in a lot of ways. I know you made a name for yourself already, but historic and all that. Are you able to look back at that at all and take any pride in it, or is it still painful from the loss?
I mean, I look back at it sometimes, but it's not nothing that I can just dwell on. I mean, we lost it as a team, so we had to just come back, get ready this year, and try to make it better.
What do you hope your role is on the offense?
Well, I don't really have a specific role. I mean, whatever the coaches want me to do, whenever my number is called, I'd be ready to go.
Would you like to be involved in more on offense?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would like to be used more on the offense. But, you know, I mean, it's the coaches' call. Whatever the coaches need, whatever my team needs, I'd be ready to go.
What was it like watching Jacoby Jones hoist the trophy and then go on Jimmy Kimmel and Dance with the Stars? I know your coach Fox said that, you know, that could have been you, things have turned out different.
I mean, you know, I don't really look at it like that. You know, I mean, happy for that guy. You know, they did what they had to do to win, and then he got a chance to be a part of that. So it's not nothing major to me. You know, I just had to work at it this year to try to do the same thing they did.
In terms of what you do, what you worked on as a returner, is ball security, avoiding fumbles, is that your top priority the offseason?
Oh, yeah, that's the main priority. You know, you can't go anywhere without the ball. So starting Monday in OTAs, we're going to work on more ball security than anything.
What kind of drills do you think
you're going to do? I'm not sure yet. I mean, they're going to have some new drills for me, so I'll be ready to go.
Does it make a difference, Trenton, to be coming back here with familiarity and everything, as opposed to just stepping in midstream last year when, you know, Houston let you go and it was kind of a whirlwind?
Oh, yeah, it'll be more different for me this year. I mean, I'll be more, like I said, I'll be able to go through the offseason with the team. So I'll be better prepared this year.
With yourself and, you know, Britton, Colquitt, and Matt Prater, you know, it seems as though you guys have one of the better special teams packages in the NFL. Do you take pride in being a part of what, you know, could be a pretty big part of this season?
Yes, I take pride in it. I mean, you know, special teams is a big key in the game. The game is played in three phases, offense, defense, and special teams. So we just have to do our part on special teams, and everything should pan out for itself.
You think you'll face any different coverages or anything like that, given that you had such a good season?
That's up to the defending teams. You know, I'm just gonna go out and go with the game plan that we have that week and just follow it.
Trina, what worked so well last year? What do you look back on and go, we should do this more? What are you looking to fix a little bit more? It's more than just speed, right? What worked?
I mean, the schemes that the coaches came up with last year was very key for me to being able to see holes and hit things that was out there for me.